Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from a supergroup trio, Boy Genius, made up of Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker, with their song Cool About It. That's from Boy Genius' album, The Record. In the middle, it is a Caroline Rose cover, this time done by the incredibly talented New York singer, songwriter, cartoonist, Joanne Sternberg. It was a couple years ago, actually, that we made Joanne Sternberg our number one album for Girly So Grooviest album for 2023, I think it was. Also back in 2023, both Caroline Rose and Joanne Sternberg were part of an incredible project called Fader and Friends Volume 1, a 44-song transgender charity compilation album, and fundraiser that is still just as crucial today. Available on Bandcamp if you still want to support it. Profits from the Cover Songs Project benefited a number of trans and LGBT organizations around the world, in the U.S. and Canada and the U.K. Joanne Sternberg covered Caroline Rose's song Everywhere I Go, I Bring the Rain. And then kicking off that set, it is new music from Caroline Rose. The latest album's called Year of the Slug. We heard the song Kings of East L.A. It was back in February that Caroline Rose released that album, and we have featured it on heavy rotation here because it is a fabulous album. If you're a fan of Girl in Red, Phoebe Bridgers, Courtney Barnett, Pax, you're going to find something you love on Caroline Rose's latest album. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got music on the way from Isabel Campbell, music coming up from Tanya Donnelly, Hannah Georges, Basha Bulat. But up next, it is a musician that I have to admit is new to me. Her name is Mae Simonis. She's originally from Ann Arbor. Mae Simonis is now a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter who blends sophisticated indie pop with jazz, bossa nova, and angular rock. After listening to her debut album, the album is called Anna Maru, I have to say I was stunned to learn it is her debut album for the level of skill she showcases as a musician on this album. Let's dive into it right now. Mae Simonis, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Love. If this isn't love,
you never wanted to look beyond the clouds and the stars, or to know what causes the trees to bud, and what changes the darkness into light. And if you talk like that, people call you crazy. Well, if I could discover just one of these things, what eternity is, for example, I wouldn't care if they did think I was crazy.
With your job and with your life.
sun, a fire I can warm my hands, my joy will be complete. Another summer's passing by, all I need is somewhere I can feel the grass beneath my feet. A walk on sand, a fire I can warm my hands, my joy will be complete.
Going back to 2003, that is music from Glaswegian indie music collective Bell and Sebastian with their song, what is that song again? Sleep on a Sunbeam, that is the title of the song. That is from the band's album Dear Catastrophe Waitress. And if you are a fan of Bell and Sebastian, in the middle of that set, that voice might be familiar to you. That's because it is from former Bell and Sebastian bandmate Isabel Campbell. She ventured off on her own solo career. We heard the song The Cat's Pajamas. That's from her album Amarino. And then we kicked things off with new music from musician May Simonas. Her latest album, Anna Maru, was released earlier this year in the spring. We heard the song Tora Moyo from May Simonas. We'll be featuring lots more of her on upcoming episodes of Girly So Groovy because that new album is just sparklingly beautiful. Right now, it is new music from Basha Bulat. And I've got to say, I have been a day one fan of Basha Bulat. I have followed her over her career. Every time you get a Basha Bulat album, she does a little twist on her signature sound, but I will say the new album, Basha's Palace, veers probably the furthest from what she has done before. It's her seventh album. The fact that it is her most different could be influenced by a number of reasons. She is a new mother. And the new album was largely born out of solo songwriting sessions done in her apartment in the dead of night while her baby slept. And I just think there is, while I am not a mother, I just feel like there is probably something so universal in that idea of trying to get things done while the baby is sleeping. And for Basha Bulat, it happens to be a gorgeous new album. So without further ado, let's dive into it. New Basha Bulat right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Never be this bold in person. I learned to play it like a game. Nothing's louder than a curtain call. One day I'll have to let it end. Find myself behind the curtain. Let myself be loved again. With every line, every single song. What if my tears fall where they will? What if my angry words play out? What if I scream without a cry? Or let myself truly be still? I wouldn't mind playing the fool. Supposed to understand how my words always will come true. And every night I'm saying something new. How I know my life begins, it's where I know I'm not pretending. When the lights go on again, forgive me for it all. I used to be afraid of endings. I made the empty stage my friend. And let myself be loved again. With every line of every single song. That's where I'll know.
Music there from indie alternative singer-songwriter Hannah Georges. The song is called Enemies. You can find that on her self-titled album from Hannah Georges. In the middle, it is music from Tanya Donnelly, the frontwoman to the 90s alternative rock band Belly, this time venturing out on her own solo path with her song Keeping You. That's from Tanya Donnelly's gorgeous album Beauty Sleep. And then starting the set, new music from Basha Bulat. Her new album, Basha's Palace, released earlier this year, has been featured here on Girly So Groovy a number of times because it's just worth sharing. This time we heard the song Curtain Call. It's the closing track to the album. You know, again, if you are a fan of Regina Spektor, Alison Russell, Beach House, Lightning Dust, Tanya Donnelly, Hannah Georges, there is going to be something you pick up on this album. If you are a fan of past Basha Bulat's work, you have not picked this up yet, worth picking up. She does a few new things, and it's nice to see a musician with new tricks, but never venturing too far from what is kind of their signature sound. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the program, but before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour with something special. Nori Jannan is an experimental pop artist out of Toronto. She has a new EP out released earlier this year at the start of the year. It is called Major Loser. I don't know if I've received so many messages about a particular artist as I have recently for Nori Jannan. There's something about her quirkiness that I think resonates with many of you and definitely with me. So let's do something else. Nori Jannan from her EP Major Loser. Here she is with Gummy Ship right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Take me, baby. Call me, call me, call me.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show